Welcome back to a concert celebration on WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston. I'm Kathy Fuller. Well, anniversaries do have a way of sneaking up on you, and Deborah Bolden, who is the founder and director of the ensemble, seems a little astonished herself that they've arrived at 20 years now. But she says there are certain secrets to making a group like this work, like giving the players their space and staying away from their rehearsals. Well, we're here at First Church Boston at the finale of the ensemble's 20th season, steeped in a program that highlights composers looking backwards to composers of the past with a contemporary prism. English composer Colin Matthews was asked by the Aldeburgh Festival to commemorate the 300th anniversary of the birth of composer Henry Purcell by, well, doing something to one of Purcell's fantasias. Matthews picked an unfinished one that breaks off after just 35 measures. Matthews didn't feel a particular kinship with Purcell, so he added 60 bars, while some of Purcell's notes get lengthened, so they sound like bells under the new music. Deborah Bolden says it has a real effect.
I think it's surprisingly bracing. You think of something inspired by Purcell, I think you're going to have, it feels like it should be a hug. But in this case, it is more like grabbing you by the shoulders. And it's sort of thrusting the music into the modern. And I like that idea. Like, it's a break with the past rather than a cohabitation with the past.
Deborah Bolden talking about Colin Matthews' Fantasia 13 after Purcell. Here are clarinetist Kelly O'Connor, violinist Yune Ko, cellist Joshua Gordon, and pianist Vivian Choi.
Thank you.
Colin Matthews, the Fantasia 13 After Purcell, written in 1995, taking an unfinished Fantasia by Purcell and finishing it, letting the original kind of linger underneath in bell tones. You heard members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, Kelly O'Connor, clarinet, Yune Ko, violin, Joshua Gordon, cello, and Vivian Choi, piano. I'm Kathy Fuller. It's WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. Well, now it is time for Mendelssohn's Octet, a masterpiece written at the age of 16. It is nothing short of mind-boggling that Mendelssohn could write this way when he was so young. He beats out even Mozart in that sense. And all its warmth and its joy, the love of life that radiates from it, it is one of the wonders of the world. And here to put a joyful sound at the end of their 20th season, the Chameleon Arts Ensemble with Mendelssohn's Octet on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
Felix Mendelssohn's Octet, members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston, Ayano Ninomiya and Francesca De Pasquale, Yune Ko and Danny Koo, playing violins, Scott Woolweaver and Grace Park, the violists, and Raphael Popper-Kaiser and Joshua Gordon, cellists. Mendelssohn's masterpiece written at the age of 16. All that joyfulness brings the Chameleon Arts Ensemble's 20th season to a close here at First Church in Boston's Back Bay. We wish them another 20, just as full of the unique, exciting programming that they're famous for. By the way, you can hear a full conversation between WCRB's Brian McCreep and the Chameleon Arts Ensemble director Deborah Bolden at our website. Just go to classicalwcrb.org. I'm Kathy Fuller, host and producer of this edition of WCRB in Concert. Thanks to WCRB's chief audio engineer, Antonio Oliart-Ross. The executive producer of WCRB in Concert is Brian McCreep.